fifth candidate is where people say we need to return to realism. Now, academics and pundits regularly pose a choice between realism and idealism. This is part of the, like the Bush administration or a bunch of utopian idealists, and instead we need to return to realism. I believe this is a deeply false dichotomy. Yes, in the world of politicians, these are fancy ways of saying someone else is incompetent because they don't, as the Chinese would put it, seek truth from facts. And yes, in the world of theorists, there is an argument among different schools of thought that use artificial labels like these. But in the world where American policies are daily carried into practice by legislators, officials, and soldiers, the argument between realism and idealism is disconnected from reality. Ideals and value judgments, sometimes explicit but often implicit, are woven tightly into the fabric of every alternative policy that can be put on the table. Arguing whether American officials should favor realism or idealism is about as useful as arguing whether we might prefer children either with a mother's chromosomes or with a father's chromosomes. In life, all the children have both. So too often the American debate is reduced to a cartoon. Over here, there are the unilateral regime changers. And over there, there are the multilateral regime coddlers. These are straw creatures, stuffed puppets for those who want to be entertained by the American Punch and Judy show.